At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Ah, it's Victory Monday, baby. And I am so pumped to be here with you guys today. I wanted to wait and kind of just like chill and enjoy my morning. I rewatched the game. Just been going over like a lot of the grades and analytics and all the stuff that's out on like PFF and next gen stats and, you know, just all the different whatever. Man, it feels great. It really, really does. And the 49ers season has not been great. I don't think anybody's going to contest that. But to get this win, man, I think it's huge. And the 49ers, you know, you look across just the NFL and standings and all those things, like we're not in the playoffs. Like if the playoffs were today, the 49ers would not be in. But you're 4-4, and you're tied with, you know, record-wise, the Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks, all 4-4. You've got the Rams just, you know, half a game behind you. They're 3-4. And so it's going to come down to all these tiebreakers. But the 49ers control their destiny. And I think that's probably the one thing to take away. One, the Cowboys suck. You beat the Cowboys. That's always incredible. But the 49ers are in complete control. And you don't want to be in that spot where you're digging, you know what I mean, out. And so I think that just the fact that, man, you're going into the bye week, and as a coach, it's kind of like coming out of the half of a game whenever you're down. You just say, hey, it's 0-0. Pretty much the entire NFC West is 4-4. We're starting over. It's a brand new season. We've got two quarters of the season done. We're going into the second half now. Wipe the slate clean. Let's see what we could do moving forward. And the path is win the division. I mean, if you look at, I can't believe I'm going negative so quick. You know, the 49ers are 4-4. They're currently the 10th seed in the NFC, right? And we've still got a lot of football left to be played. But the last team in currently is 5-2. So, I mean, that's 2.5 games almost, or 1.5 games. So, the Philadelphia Eagles, that's at 7 seed. The way to get in, right now the Cardinals would be hosting a playoff game as the 4 seed. That's what the 49ers got to get to. That's what we got to see. So I want to say thank you to everybody. What's up, David? Appreciate you, man. I love this question. Is our rookie class top 5 through 8 weeks? You know, I don't know about all the other teams. I don't track all the other teams. Whenever we play them, we dive into that. But whenever you look at what the 49ers have been able to put up with this rookie class, it is just phenomenal, because we knew right off the bat Dominique Pooney was a stud, right? Won the job because of injuries, and he's just been awesome nonstop. He's a stud. But the guy that you spent the most draft capital on, your first-round pick, Ricky Pearsall, was, good Lord, MIA all of training camp and OTAs. He went out there. He was injured. The two injuries. Then finally gets healthy. Then he gets shot. And so he missed, you know, the first month of the season plus. But, man, he comes out, and he's been awesome. Four catches on four targets, plus that huge run play when Debo went out. It's so, like, you kind of see the blueprint or the plan that Kyle Shanahan had that, look, man, when Debo's out, our offense struggles. Now, is Ricky Pierce saw Debo? No. But he was the slot kind of, you know, end around jet sweep, you know, screen guy at Florida and at Arizona State. So, like, he's similar. He's not Debo. There's nobody that's like Debo. Debo's one of one. But now you can still run those same plays. And I think that's huge. So, man, Ricky Pearsall, stock ticking up. And it's going to have to continue with Ayuk being out. Renardo Green, unbelievable. I hate that he got banged up with his ankle. I thought he played great. Renardo Green is a very, very good football player. I think he struggles in special teams, but he's very, very good as that number three corner. And, you know, he got banged up, and then you brought in Isaac Yiadom, and it was just like, oh, tag team. We got four corners that the 49ers trust. I think that's huge, huge. And I know we're talking about rookies right now, but I would be remiss if I don't take this opportunity. Charvarius Ward played like a dog in a good way. It looked like the number seven of what we're used to. It missed it all year. Was it a good game or a great game? It was solid, but he was contributing in the run game, and he wasn't hesitating. He was out there fighting. He had, like, oh, I loved it. He wasn't being bullied. Anyway, we'll get back to him later. Malik Mustafa might be the best person in the class, to be honest with you. Malik Mustafa, it's funny because, you know, I watched the game. I was at the game, and I left the game thinking, man, Malik is just getting better and better and better. And then I watched the broadcast, and Chris Collinsworth just like freaking, I don't want to go that far, but he's just drooling over this dude. And the play was incredible. Now, was it perfect? No, it's not. But he's continuing to help with all the tackles and, you know, the coverage without missed tackles. That's been his Achilles heel. He had three missed tackles last week. This week, none. So, you know, you look at it from that, like, if you had to ask me who's going to be the best pro out of everybody, Malik Mustafa would probably be my vote. That or Dominic Pooney. And then it's like, oh, man. But then you got Ricky Pearsall. Then you got Renardo Green. But, like, that's how good this class is. Now, let's talk Isaac Garendo. I have been very openly critical of Isaac Garendo and his play. A lot of you guys have emailed me. I'm telling you right now, this was awesome. And if you get this play from Isaac Garendo, then I'm an Isaac Garendo fan because he played with passion. He played with speed. He played with effort. And he was quick with his decisions. They ran a lot of inside zone. Whenever 31 doesn't like go outside too much, he always wants to cut back. But he even had some decent outside runs that weren't terrible either to seal the game. Bounced it outside and slid down. Like, Isaac Garendo was awesome. 14 carries, 85 yards, 6.1 yards per carry. Plus, he had the touchdown, which made me very, very happy. And, shoot, Brock Purdy's checking down now. That's probably, aside from the rookie talk, Brock Purdy's running the Shanahan offense again, which is huge. Check downs. Four targets for Isaac Garendo. That's huge. He caught three of them. Now, the one issue with Isaac Garendo is his pass protection, and this isn't new. It's awful, which is crazy because he was a third down back at Wisconsin and Louisville, and that was kind of like his role was just the pass down guy. He can't pass protect for at all. That one huge hit off the corner, the dude just completely whiffed. It's not even his first whiff, but I'm not going to – hopefully I don't put this one out there. Hopefully my social media guys don't either. I don't like putting the negative stuff out there, especially on this week. It's different whenever it's like everybody's asking me, why are we losing? Well, I'm going to show you. Here's the clip, and I'll just put the clip out there and whatever. But we're not dealing with this now. Hats off to Isaac Garendo. Played incredible. He's just good, man. And here, I want to go to a clip from Brock Purdy. Shout out to Juan Solis getting these clips. He's the best ever. This is Brock Purdy talking about Isaac.
Extremely happy for him, the way he comes to work every day and stuff, and the chip that he has on his shoulder. Humble dude, is always, you know, asking questions and wants to make sure he's doing everything right. So for him to do what he's doing right now for our team, man, I couldn't be happier for him. And I get it, man, being a rookie, coming in with some guys on the team and some big names in the huddle and everything, you know, you can sort of be awestruck in a sense, but he's coming in, man, just he doesn't care. He's grabbing the ball and running hard, so I appreciate that about him.
He was effective. He was beyond effective. Like, you know, I'm the biggest Jordan Mason fan that exists. I freaking love the dude. But he hasn't been himself since that shoulder injury. He really hasn't. He's favoring a side. His vision, which has always kind of been a question mark, gets a little bit more rough whenever you're not running so violently. But you can't run violently because your shoulder. Like, he's Marshawn Lynch type, beast mode type, you know, Marion Barber type. That's what he is, but he can't do that. Now, he's tough as nails, and he'll get out there and play through it. But, man, this bye week's huge for him. It really, really is, because if he can't play the way that he's supposed to for his strength, then it's just like, it's not going to work, man. It's just not it. You don't do enough great things outside of the running game, the physical power running game, to do that. He's not super fast. Pass game, you know, he's really good at pass protection, but that's about it. So this Isaac Garrido finally taking positive steps and operating within the system, and the speed showed. My biggest complaint about Isaac Garrido has been he just looks slow while he's trying to watch the play develop. And George Kittle, I don't have this clip, but George Kittle said, you know, George Kittle told him, dude, he said like 0.01, you know, tenths of a second slower than Raheem Mostert. So always run with that speed. Every play, utilize that speed. Keep at that speed. Keep at that level. And it's just like a light switch turned on, because he's a big back that's super fast, but it didn't look fast. So now, man, it just took time. And shout out to the 49ers for the patience, because I wouldn't have had it. But Isaac Garrido, awesome. And very excited about him moving forward. Jacob Cowing, great. He needs more opportunities. I have no clue why in the world we just will not let Jacob Cowing play. Where was he at? Let's see. He got 12 snaps again. Ronnie Bell, 15 snaps. Kyle hates Jacob Cowing. I don't know why. He hasn't made mistakes on the field. He kind of, you know, you look at his blocking. His blocking's not great. 57.6, it's not great. But it's just like, why? What is happening? Why are we not using this guy? But take that for what it is. I think Jacob Cowing's awesome. Jared Kingston, he's the only one that's no longer with us. And then Tatum Bethune, our 7th-round pick. So, man, super long question or answer to your question, talking about the rookies, David. I appreciate that. It's incredible. 2019 was probably the best for the 49ers. Here, I'm going to cycle back real quick. That was the Bosa, Debo, Greenlaw. I mean, just, oh. Let's see here. You got Nick Bosa, Debo, Jalen Hurd, never worked out. Mitch Wisnowski, Dre Greenlaw, Caden Smith, Justin School. Those two guys are still in the NFL, but not with us. And then Tim Harris, he never really worked out. But you've got three freaking Pro Bowl, All-Pro type players. Dre Greenlaw never got an All-Pro, but people that know, know. People that know how good Dre Greenlaw is. And let's transition that. Let's talk about, you know, the news today. News today, Christian McCaffrey, Dre Greenlaw injury updates. Christian McCaffrey, they're still not going to activate his 21-day practice window. I thought that was a little weird. I was expecting that to be kind of activated today. It was not. And so that's a little weird. Now, they buttressed this by saying, well, he's going to ramp up practice-like workouts, and they're going to see how he responds next week. So, yeah. I ain't going to lie. I do think that Christian McCaffrey will come back. My concern grows with the more they talk. Remember, like, it was like a week ago, he might play for the Cowboys. And I was like, he's not playing versus the Cowboys. I said, like, they're not going to. And so then they're like, oh, well, we'll activate it, you know, on our bye week. Well, now it's a bye week, and they're like, no, we're not going to activate it now. We're going to give them one more week. And it's just like, one more week, one more week, one more week. So concerned. Now, the good news, you've got Garrido, who's going to be getting all these reps and whatever, because Mason's still banged up. So now you're getting a little bit of depth. Even Patrick Taylor Jr. got in there and had some good reps at running back position. So, like, the depth has come across. Now, again, you're playing the Cowboys, who are dog trash, and so everybody's going to look good, but it was working. I mean, you bullied that team. Bullied that team. So that's where that is. Now, Dre Greenlaw, what they said about him, I don't think this is any new information. It's just another checker. You know, he got injured halfway through February. Achilles pop, right? And so 9-month injury at the earliest. Well, that was always November 17th. I think it's November 17th. November 17th against the Seahawks. So you've got the bye week, then you got the Bucks, then you got the Seahawks. That's probably when his practice window would start. They said that he's going to be week to week after the bye week. So maybe you start practicing around November, but then you probably play maybe first or second week of December at that Buffalo game or home versus the Bears. That could turn out to be kind of a big game. So that's kind of like positive news. I think the Dre Greenlaw news is more positive than the Christian McCaffrey one. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey is a bigger player, but I was expecting that 21-day practice window to be open now. Today, it's not. They're not going to let him practice this week. They're just going to, you know, practice like workouts, whatever that means. Whatever that means. So now I will say this, because now we've got the bye. Everybody gets a rest and they need it. Good Lord, they need it. And this is what the 49ers do. 3 years in a row, or 3 years out of four, you were 3-4. And then you go into the bye week and then you just freaking get red hot. Now, can they do that? Man, you hope so, because they've got Bucks, who are freaking awesome. You got the Seahawks, who you're tied with. And then you got the Packers, who are 6-2. Then you got the Bills that are 6-2. So you've got this next four game, whatever. It's gigantic. It is imperative that you come out swinging. You got to. Now, for Tampa Bay, baby, y'all got to come party with us. Y'all know this. We're going to be out in Tampa Bay. Frank Gore, the legend, is going to be with us again, the Inconvenient Truth. We're going to be at Brick House Tavern. Oh, it's going to be awesome. Saturday, November 9th from 2 to 8 p.m. You can get your tickets online at 49ersRushRoadTrip.com or the 49ersRush.com. We got links on there everywhere you need to go. So that's going to be Saturday. Frank signs everything. So if you want something signed, you want to buy a meet and greet or whatever, he'll take a picture with you and autograph. That's all up on the site. And again, I try to tell people this all the time. Nobody ever listens. The tickets are the cheapest that they will possibly be. There are certain contractual things that we have to abide by, and that does include raising prices at some point, and that will have to happen. So if you're thinking about going, this is the best time to do so. Also, our tailgate's going to be incredible. I'm so excited about this one. Might be the biggest tailgate we've ever done. We are planning for a gigantic event. One block east of the stadium, we rented out the entire lot. If you're listening to this, you can go to the 49ersRush.com or 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. It's on both of those, and you'll see the map and kind of everywhere we're going to be. It's going to be a blast. And then on top of that, we're doing the Buffalo Bills game. And then we're also doing the Cardinals game. So we got three trips left this year, which I'm super, super psyched about. If you haven't been out, come on, man. Come on out.
Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas? You sign up today and you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. All you do is pick two players. Whether they're going to do more or less, it's easy. You think Justin Jefferson's going to get more than 83.5 yards this week? Let's say you just want to focus on 49ers. Brock Purdy, more or less 229.5 passing yards. Brandon Ayuk, he's struggled, 64.5 receiving yards. If you think they're going to hit that, you just pick two. If you're right, you get paid. That simple. And so whatever it is you want, download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's promo code 49ers. So go check out Prize Picks. Run your game. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invest the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this. I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work. You put it in. You pick your portfolio. It goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42mm marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order. Carlos, my man. It's a work in progress. The victory is released, but bye week, and a lot of players will join. Let's go, John. Yeah, because like you're talking about Debo, who he's banged up. You're talking about Juwan Jennings, getting him back. You're talking about guys like Yetur Gross-Matos, Talanoa Hufanga. Like, there's just so many different people that are so banged up right now to get Jake Moody. Like, we need Jake Moody back. We need to kick touchbacks. We need to kick touchbacks on our kickoff. We just do. Now, before I jump back into the grades, I do want to say special teams was awesome. Special teams was awesome. Was it perfect? No. Is our punter good? No. Mitch Wisnowski's bad this year. I don't know what it is. He's very, very bad. The shortest punts in the NFL. But we're not allowing special teams to kill us. And I think that's huge. You know, you played against the Cowboys, who are the number one DVOA special teams in the entire NFL. Dude, they were having mistakes like crazy. Penalty, penalty, penalty. We hit all of our kicks. Like, we kicked one kick out of bounds. Yeah, our punt game's not great. Yeah, we had some missed tackles on special teams. But it didn't blow up. We didn't give up a kick return for a touchdown. And they weren't starting, you know, on their own positive side over and over again. So, like, and I'm very critical of our coordinator, Brian Schneider. I don't like him. I don't think he's good, but you have to give him props because the 49ers special teams came out fighting. Oh, I freaking loved it, man. The very first, like, it was one of the kickoffs or punts or whatever. And they're like John, you know, pushing and shoving and bringing attitude and physicality. And it was just awesome, man. And that permeated the defense. So much so, Fred Warner got mixed up because, you know, you're changing from special teams to defense. And Fred Warner goes and gets in the middle of it and then plays lights out for that drive. And so, and that kind of energy kept going. The special teams was bringing physicality and energy to the team instead of deflating, right? So we talk. One of the biggest issues has been complementary football. Everybody feeding off each other in a positive way. Well, the special teams did that. They were a spark. They were a spark. And like to say anything positive about special teams this year, whew, man, it was freaking awesome. It was absolutely awesome.
Mike, what's up, man? He says, YouTube has figured out to show me Cowboys content creators after the Niners beat them, and it brings me much joy. Suffering, watching Cowboys fans suffer, it's wonderful. You know, as somebody that grew up in Dallas, yeah, I freaking love it. Absolutely love it. So, yeah, enjoy that. And what's up, Tommy? You're the best. Victory Monday, baby. That's right. Everything's better. Right here, JD. So, according to the graphic during the player introductions last night, McKivitz is sixth out of 40 right tackles per PFF. Well, here we go. I'll pull it up for you right now. Let's see here. Well, we just have tackle, not right tackles. But right tackles are bad. And so if I'm just looking at Mike McGlinchey's 24, let's see here. Where's my SF guys at? I'm not seeing him on this list so far. Trent Williams is sixth overall. And we got to go to the next page. Yeah, it only does 50. So Colton McKivitz is currently number 61 out of all of the tackles in the NFL. But if you break that down to just right tackles, which I would argue is the weakest position in the NFL, right tackle. That's why most defensive ends always play on the left side. That's why Bosa's almost always over there. But yeah, he wasn't bad. Like, I'll just be honest with you. Colton McKivitz in the entire offensive line. Like, if you look at just pass protection, if you want to look at blocking, whatever, it didn't matter. They created so much space in the run game that you were able to run down their freaking throats. You had, let's see here. I'm on the wrong page. There we go. 36 rush attempts. I said the player should be 35. You had 36 rush attempts, 223 yards. If you rush for 200 plus yards, you should win by multiple scores. Plus, you're up 2-0 in the turnover ratio. We should have won by multiple scores. The defense, eesh. Defense is good, but, you know, the Brian Schneider, or sorry, not Brian Schneider, but the Nick Sorensen defensive fourth quarter is the worst ever. I think we're dead last in the NFL. They don't update those numbers until later, but we were 28th as fourth quarter points, and it's going to get worse because guess what? You gave up another 14-point fourth quarter, just like you did to the Chiefs, just like you did to the Rams, just like you did to the Cardinals. Like, we suck defensively in the fourth quarter. It's terrible. Now, you did get a defensive walk-off, right? You held them on fourth down. That was huge. I think that's a huge momentum boost. But remember, last year, under Steve Wilks, who everybody hated, we led the entire NFL throughout the entire season on fourth quarter scoring. We're the best in the NFL. We gave it the fewest points in the NFL last year. This year, I think we're pretty close to dead last. We were 28th. It's not going to go up whenever you give up another 14, but those rankings will update. It's rough, man. But I want to go to Fred Warner. He talked about the importance of the defense closing out the game because I think that this is an issue.
Yeah, I mean, that's the expectation. Honestly, you know, I'm sitting there thinking that we put ourselves in that situation. We should have never been in that situation to begin with, right? We dropped two series where, like I mentioned, you know, miscues and errors that we gave them, and it's only right that we go out there and stop them, you know, because of we put ourselves in that position.
Yeah, it's I like the positivity of like ending, okay, now we're going into the bye. We're going to fix all these things because, man, there's just so many miscommunications. Guys running into each other, still not knowing how to cover, still not knowing if we're in man or zone. It just, it's rough, man, because you just keep costing yourself. And it's just a killer, man. And like, okay, let's go to, there's one clip that I wanted to show, and I think this is the right one, but what the concern level was like whenever Dallas started coming back in the fourth quarter, because, man, felt that way in the Cardinals game, we lost. Felt that way in the Rams game, we lost. Now, it also felt that way, was it the Tampa Bay game? No, the Seahawks game, they started coming back, but we held on. And then you got that again against the Cowboys, Ooh.
Big. I mean, when you're up 17 or whatever it was, 13, and then take it to a six-point game and you're getting the ball with 3 minutes left. I mean, that's just normal football. And for the D to struggle for a couple series like they did, and then when they got it back for a possible game-winning drive to go four and out was huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the cardiac kids. If we were up by 10, we would have lost. I don't know if that channels other people's whatever, but like, it's just, why can't we just close out? Why do we have to always give up these gigantic plays and busted coverages all in man every single time? Every single time, Nick Sorensen. Every single time, Nick Sorensen. He has to stay. It's just, it's who he is. All right, Big Tone, appreciate the super chat. He says, was that play Rick was wide open in the middle? Yeah, he was. I don't remember what play we were talking about there, but man, he was wide open. It was a blitz. It was easy. It was accounted for. You know, Brindle usually calls the wrong way. He fanned protection to the right, which he should have done. We had the back to the left who steps up, you know, in a lucky call, and he stepped up and just completely whiffed and didn't touch him. Instead, Brock got killed. And I think that was the play. Hey, I haven't jumped into the all 22 yet. With it being a bye week, I'm resting a little bit. I hit it pretty hard this week. It went to the Cal game. Obviously, man, whenever I'm not throwing events, I partake and enjoy much more so than other times. But yeah, thank you, Big Tone. Appreciate you. Josh says, still don't like our safety play. I got to be honest with you, Josh. I thought this was by far the best game our safeties had. Hands down. Does that mean it was great? Jair Brown was great. Jair Brown was probably not. I mean, he got the pick. He got four tackles. He had three solo stops. He had no missed tackles. None. Gave up two catches on three targets for 5 yards. I'm going to come out and say it. I think this might have been Jair Brown's best game of his career. That's a young career. I think this was his best game of his career. And so, like, if y'all have been with us this whole year, criticism on number 27 has been rampant on this show because he has played very poorly, very poorly. But dude came out, played 62 of 62 snaps, second highest rated player, 86.4. 86 is a huge grade. That's like border, that's Pro Bowl, second team all pro level, right? Renardo Green had the highest grade at 91.3, but then, you know, we talked about Malik and he just continues to shine. The fact that neither of our safeties had missed tackles. We had four missed tackles all game. Demo had one, Fred had one, Bosa had one, Sam O had one. Can we talk about Sam O? Whew, he's a bad man. That is a bad man. Five pressures on 22 pass rush snaps. Five pressures on 22 pass rush snaps. Now, to put this into perspective, Leonard Floyd, who starts ahead of him but should not, got three pressures on 32 snaps. And you know what's crazy? Let me see here. I might be off my rocker here. No, they graded about the same. I was like, I think Sambo's better versus the run because he's stout. That dude is a bully. He is a bully. They can't move him. He's a 6'1", 270. Dude, stout. Sam O should be starting opposite Nick Bosa, period. It's Leonard Floyd's best game hasn't been as good as the Sam O game since he's been activated. Remember, this is dude that you got off the street. He was a practice squad. Should have been promoted. Should have been elevated. You finally do it. And like he played 29 snaps. He was awesome. Five pressures, one sack, two quarterback hits. Oh, one solo stop, one missed tackle. Yeah, put the missed tackle in there. We didn't drop him into coverage this time. That's a bummer. But Sam O is for real. God, he's awesome. Monkey Boy, appreciate the super chat, my friend. He says, we need to sign Demo at the end of the year ASAP. Having him, Green, Huff, Mustafa is a damn solid group of guys. Future defense looking bright. That's crazy to say that. Now, the rumors were, they tried to do an extension already with Diamador Lenore, But his agent, he said, nope, they're going to play out this year and then, you know, test free free agency, which is really, really smart because he's playing all pro level football. He got targeted 12 times, gave up 7 catches, 105 yards. Yeah, some of those plays at the end got attributed to him. And we'll see whenever we go back and watch the tape. But got the interception, should have had 2 interceptions, but Fred tipped it away from one play. I'm with you. Demo's going to be, you're talking $20 million a year. You could swing it. But yeah, I'm 100% with you that I think he needs to be a foundational piece because he changed. Here's the thing about Demo that I love more than anything. The slot fade has been the Achilles heel of the 49ers since 2019. The Chiefs killed us with it. The Rams always kill us with it. Like, it's just what it is. Dude, he locks down that slot fade consistently. Consistently. The last play of one of the last plays of the game where they're trying to get back in it, they run this deep slot fade. I forget. It might have been Turpin. I don't remember who it was. Dak threw it perfectly. And it was dropped, but, like, he was right there. Like, it had to be just the best throw and the best catch. And he walled him into the sideline perfectly. And he did the same thing against the Chiefs when they ran the slot fade to Xavier Worthy, fastest player in the NFL. Dude locked it down. So we finally have a nickel that can guard the slot fade, which is the hardest thing to do for a defensive back because you have to play inside leverage. And so you're already giving up, 2 yards usually to the inside. And usually those are the fastest guys. I mean, it's just so difficult to do in this scheme. Gosh, he's awesome. So I'm with you right there, man. I love it. Here we go. Big Tone, appreciate the super chat. Did Nick blow the coverage or the DBs? Well, we don't know. There's like 5 of them. So I'll have to go through the tape. And I know some of the calls and stuff. So if you haven't watched with us, that's where you're going to find that out. You know, we go over every single offensive, defensive, special teams tape over at the 49ersrush.com. Go check it out. That's how I feed the family. And, man, we have everything backlogged on there, which is really, really cool. I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the 49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the 49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the 49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So. Yeah, right here. Sonia, I'm with you. She says, I have to bench Mason in my fantasies. Just not, until he gets healthy, man, it's what it is. And with CMC coming back too, that's what it's going to be. Seattle, what's up, man? What's up, Alex? If CMC does come back for the next game, why do I fully expect Kyle to give him all the snaps immediately? Oh, I hope they don't do that. I hope that they just kind of like slowly bring him in. But everybody's going to be so excited. He's going to get, I just hope they're all like checked out. I just want to throw the ball to him, man. That's really what I want, but I wouldn't be shocked either. Let's see here. David, Cowboys and the Jets are embarrassing and I freaking love it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Aaron Rodgers season's basically done. They can't win a game to save their lives. I saw some crazy stat. It was like teams that had this much offense and no turnovers and whatever, we're 750-1. This is the first time in the NFL history that a team met all these qualifiers and lost, and it was the Jets, which I kind of like it. I kind of like it. Right here, David, trade incoming, book it. Oh, what's happening? There will be a trade. The 49ers will trade somebody or trade for somebody Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is the deadline. My assumption is we'll probably get something tomorrow morning. I hope something today, but man, time's ticking by. We'll see. We'll see where that goes, but it's coming. It's coming. So that's what it is. yeah, right here, RTP. Simulated practice is what was said. It's basically saying we're going to practice, but we're not operating an actual practice, because if you do, you have to follow the NFL bylines, which means you got to activate the 21-day practice window, but it's simulated practice. So the next time my wife asks me to do laundry or the dishes, I'm going to tell her I am simulated laundry. I'm simulating the laundry procedure. We'll see what she says. We'll see what she says. I'm not going to say that. Tommy, he says, this is just our first bye week of the season. Let's get another one before the Super Bowl. Gosh, man. Getting that one seed is going to be tough. I love it. I would absolutely love it. But we do have a mini bye, because on Thursday, December 12th, we play the Rams. And so that's one of those kind of, you know, mini buys where you get 10 days off. But then we got to fly all the way to Miami, and it's like Christmas. Then we come back and play Detroit. Then we go to Arizona. So you get a little bit of a mini buy in there. But I hate to say it, guys. I do not personally believe the 49ers will be, one of the, teams fighting for that first overall seed. Yeah, but you never know. You've lost four games, right? You go 13-4, then yeah, you 100% get that one seed. And so, I mean, you could do it. You could do it, but it's going to be hard. Okay, cool. I see my moderators took care of business. I appreciate you guys. I was jumping over. I saw the chat got spammed. So thank you guys, moderators, for the win, always. Let's see here. Look at this, Santa Clara. We won three WWE belts yesterday for Purdy the Great, Isaac Mini Gorgorindo, George Kittle. Oh, I freaking love it, man. I love it. The National Tight End Day was fun. I love it. I love it. Oh, we got Jim Everett in here. What's up, buddy? Appreciate you, man. Glad you're here. Glad you are here. I love it. Right here, no audibles. True, if game was only three quarters long. We struggle in the fourth, man. We've got to get to the point where we close out games. Oh, hey, look at this. My man, David Wallner, my mentor, my father figure right here. Guy I used to teach with, diehard Cowboys fan. He says, as bad as we are, we almost beat you. That's right, man. Talk your trash. That is the most Dak Prescott trash talk ever. We got so close. That's who we are. So close. But yeah, both teams are bad and banged up, no doubt. Cowboys are missing players. We're missing players, but you got to win. And they almost came back. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. But enjoy. I think you're in dead last. Yeah, real quick, let's just check. Let's go back to the standings. Are you in dead last in your own division? No. You've got the Giants who play tonight. You're 3-4. And so, yeah, there you go. You know what's funny? The Cowboys are 0-3 at home. Oof. Oh, man, so bad. He's like, we even have the same number of losses that you do. Yes, you do. But you do not have the same number of wins. And y'all's schedule gets tough. Cowboys, man, they should be sellers at the market. They really should. But we'll see what they do. Don't really care. They're in our rear view mirror. Love you, David Wallner. You are the best. You are the best. Dave, he says, you know, if we end up playing the fighting Don Burrs in Detroit, like the Don Burr reference, I don't have faith that our current Sorensen will be able to stop Ben Johnson. Hope he approves. Man, if you watch this game, the Lions game, it was special teams. Special teams accounted for like 21 points. Yeah, like two returns, and then they got into the red zone on two other, like, they just dominated, man. But yeah, right now the Lions are red hot. There's no doubt about that, and we'll deal with them whenever we deal with them. But if you tell me we're going to Detroit and we're playing in Detroit in the playoffs, I love it. I will freaking be there, and we'll host an event. We'll have a good time. I got to block somebody else on here. Come on, guys. You are better than this. Boop, 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 boop. There we go. Hide user from this channel. You gone. 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 But I'm not too scared of anybody. Now, what's crazy, I was looking over on my betting site, my bookie today. The 49ers are still plus money to win the NFC West. meaning like if you bet 10, you get 11 back, right? You bet 100, you get 110 back. Still, over at my bookie, we are getting plus odds for the 49ers to win their division. Oh, so, man, if you are one of the people that's just like, man, we do this all the time. We're going to turn it on. We're going to run it. Man, put your money where your mouth is. Go get paid on that.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me. And they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out. Trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino, if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
You know, this week was a weird week because the injuries. And, like, you know, we put our bets up every single week on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. We went 3 out of 4. But I said, like, this was going to be a weird week. I didn't trust it. The only bet we lost was Mason. I thought for sure he was going to be back. He wasn't. But anyway, I knew we were going to run the ball. Just got the wrong guy. But, man, we hit on, you know, our teaser bets. We took the Chargers and Broncos. They covered. We took Dak throwing an interception. That happened. We took the 49ers winning the first quarter. That happened. So, you know, another positive week. Not a huge week, but a win's a win, baby. I will take that all day, all day. Agency 323. John, are we buyers at the deadline? If so, what positions? Ooh. Man, I wanted to say defensively, always go after edge and defensive tackle depth. But man, if I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not overly concerned about the defensive end spot. Not with the way Sam Moe's playing. You're getting good snaps from Leonard Floyd. I mean, he's bottom five player every single week. He finished with a 53.3 grade. But, you know, 3 pressures. All right, that's not bad. You know, had 2 tackles. He's really, you don't even know he's out there. He's not impactful, but he does his job. And so, like, the run game, he handles his responsibility. And so now you're about to get Ytir Gross Matos back. That's huge. And so with Sam O, like, I'm cool. And Robert Beale Jr. continues to, like, provide snaps. Now, he got hurt. He got that rib shot. That was rough. But that dude played 5 snaps and got a pressure. So I'm not overly concerned about the edge spot. You look at the defensive tackle spot. Defensive tackles have been great ever since what's-his-name got injured. And I know that's, like, not nice to say, but when Hargrave went out, the defense stepped up considerably. Now they're getting after the passer. They're much better against the run. Jordan Elliott's still a concern for me. That dude just gets washed down every single play, but he always gives you 2 or 3 huge splash plays where he just ruins a play by himself. So, you know, you've got Evan Anderson. He played 14 snaps. Didn't look great. I'll have to wait to go through the tape on him, but I mean, shoot, I'm not overly concerned about our defensive line. I'd say linebacker, but D Winters was freaking awesome and has been awesome. Malik Collins, I think, had his best game with the – or sorry, Devondre Campbell had his best game with the 49ers. Like, he was great. Yeah, you put him in zone coverage, and they're going to motion CD Lamb over there, and he's got to guard the flats at a cover 4. You don't want that, but that's okay. You're giving up a 7-yard gain. Not the end of the world. Put him in man coverage versus good players. We didn't do that too much this game, which was really, really nice. So – safety, do you think Hufanga's coming back? Jair's had a good game. Malik Sam, corner. We've got 4 good corners. Like, all right, that's the defense. All right, let's go to offense. Man, you're getting all these young pups snaps, except for Jacob Cowling. We will not let him play for some reason. But, man, what do you trade for? There are no good tackles that trade. Center? Yeah, nobody trades centers. Do you trade for, like, I'm not opposed. I want to trade and improve. So if there's somewhere you could improve, then you do it. And so, like, there's some guys that move a needle. That's what I want. A guy like Harold Landry III, out of, you know, edge rusher out of Tennessee. Yes, 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 yes. Go get that dude. So, I want to buy. I don't think we should be sellers, but yeah, we'll see. Right here. Why can't we stop man coverage? Are you talking about us defensively? why can't we stop running man coverage? I have no idea. I have no idea why every single third down we do that. But, you know, we got an interception off of it. And so we'll go through the tape and, you know, why the things are the way that they are. But, yeah, we're bad at it. And then whenever we have a busted man coverage because two guys run into each other, that's going to happen. And then when you have a busted coverage because half the field thinks we're running zone, the other half thinks we're running man. Ugh. Yeah, I don't know. It's oof. All right, here, Jordan. Seeing any NFL talent at Berkeley? Man, the Cal game was awesome. They boat raced them, Oregon State. They put a whooping on them. It was, man, that's a fun scheme. Man, that offense was humming. But I was there with friends having a good time. I wasn't out there, like, taking notes. I was just having a good time. I wasn't there breaking down film or, you know, I didn't even have, like, the roster. Like, if I'd have the roster with the numbers and the height, weight, specs. I didn't know any of that. I just went, had a good time. So, right here, Tommy, Cowing following the Aiyuk doghouse career arc. It's weird how good he is, but we just will not let him play. Somebody hates Jacob Cowing. I don't understand it. Ronnie Bell, outsnap him every single time. Chris Conley, 52 snaps. Oh, that's a lot of snaps. Chris Conley's been bad this year. I know he does a lot of the other, you know, hard work, and he's great run block. He had the fourth highest run blocking grade. I know he's great, but like, ooh, he has not been good. We need Juwan Jennings back in that role. Big time, big time, big time. Right here, maybe Betonio from the Browns, Scherf from the Jags. You want to put him at left guard? I wouldn't mind that, but I also do think that Air Bases played pretty well. Filthy Casual, how'd Sorensen do? I got to go through the tape, but we're hot sometimes, but we allow teams to do whatever they want to do when it's critical moments, and that is a problem. We're getting turnovers. We're getting a lot of pressure. We're stopping the run, but, man, he just puts people in the worst possible situation at the highest pressure situations consistently. Maybe they elevate their play that way, because if we could get to the point where we can play man coverage defensively, all right, we've got the corners. We just don't have the safeties or the linebackers. That's always been the problem. It's not Charvarius Ward. It's not Renardo Green. It's not Yotam. It's not Demo. They're great. It's when you play man, there's going to be five guys that are out there. You have three corners. So there's two man matchups against a linebacker or a safety. And our guys, Fred Warner can play man. That's great. But Devondre Campbell can't. Jair Brown can't. Malik Mustafa's better than them two, but still not great. So, yeah. Yeah, right here. Ed, the first half I was ready to throw the TV at the wall, and it looked real bad. But and I think this is probably true with all NFL games, but I feel the 49ers have been this way even more so. They just got red hot in the third quarter. They scored 21 unanswered points in the third quarter. And so like, you see how dominant the defense can be. You see how dominant the offense can be. But it's just like, hey, guys, wake the hell up. You don't have to wait to do this. You can just – and I think Shanahan was a little bit thrown off with the six-man fronts. We see it all the time, but I don't think that was our game plan, because the last time we played the Cowboys, they didn't do that. They had Dan Quinn. But I think we struggled with that a little bit. And I know, like, you know, that third and 10 run, which third down runs are my favorite thing in football from an offensive, you know, standpoint. Not that, though. But I think he was just like, you know what, we just need a freaking field goal right now. Everything's not gelling. We've got to work on some stuff on the sideline. Run the ball, kick the field goal. Let's get over here and fix some stuff, I think. But that third and 10 run was weird. It was rough. It was rough. But that's okay. You got the win. You beat them 30-24. You put up 30 points. Every time the 49ers put up 30 points, they win. Almost every single time. Defense. Now, I say that. You look at, like, the total yards, and they held them under 300 yards. In today's NFL, that's great. Talk about rushing. That you held them to 2.9 yards per rush. They rushed for 56 yards. Like, that's great. You forced two turnovers. That's great. But you had 9 penalties for 73 yards. That's huge. That's a full football field, you know, of penalties. We always lose that. Went 3-4 in the red zone. That's a huge positive. Like, it's not terrible. Definitely should have won by double digits. 100% should have won by double digits. And so, gosh, at some point we got to learn how to be better in the fourth quarter. We get outscored in the fourth quarter every time. Every single time. Right here, Brock rushed for 56 yards too. He got his Josh Allen on. Man, Brock is... Whew. Man. And now those penalties, not only did it cost you 73 yards on those 9 penalties, but like the holding calls, I mean, that was a, what, 50-yard touchdown play to Debo? Wiped off. So not only is that 50, however many yards that was, and the touchdown wiped off, then 10 more yards on top of that. So the penalty yard says 9 penalties for 73, but it's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than that. And the offense was humming pretty much all day. I will say this, you know, sitting in the stands is one thing, and you feel the penalties, and everybody groans and whatever else. But, man, you watch that broadcast, and you just saw Mullet Shanahan shaking his head. He was pissed all game. The Debo drop was pissed. Every single penalty, that dude was losing his mind. Drop passes was up. Like, he was just pissed all game. So, anyway. But we got the win, and that's what's up, baby. And Dallas, suck it. Oh, freaking hate Dallas. They're the worst of the worst. But we got this. So trade deadlines tomorrow. I'm going to be on standby. We'll see what happens. If we get a new player, we'll be here to break it down. We'll get the film up. We'll break down the film on that player and see how it's going to help us or whatever. We'll see. And I hope it gets done. So tomorrow's trade deadline. So yeah, we'll see what happens there. But, man, you guys are the best. It's Victory freaking Monday. The 49ers are tied for first place, I think we can legitimately say, at 4-4, which is not good, but we'll take it. This is where we wanted to be. Get back to 500, get the bye week, get people healthy. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Here we go. Thank you, Dak, for taking us out. You guys are the best. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.